when it comes to just being a little more emotional. But in personal lives, especially when you're trying to resolve conflict with a loved one or family, when you're able to have better communication skills, that's not just the ability to speak, but the ability to convey messages. Give you a prime example. I love reason. I love logic. I love to speak in those terms, and I don't like to, you know, I like to get to the point. I really do like to be direct. I like to be a little more blunt. That is my communication style. I also love stories. So that's part of the communication style. But when it comes to conflict, I don't try to illustrate conflict with the story. I try to specifically outline what is going on, what the problem I'm having, and some solutions that I would be willing to implement, because I like to move quickly on problems.
You're listening to The Isaac Velez Show, a podcast that inspires high performers to reach new heights and be better than their best. My name is Isaac, and I'm best known for my performance coaching, elevating elite athletes and entrepreneurs to unlock their full potential. On this podcast, I sit down and share vulnerable stories on my journey, lessons that I've learned, and I bring on high performers as guests to unlock new insights and share authentic conversations about what winning really looks like. Let's dive into today's episode. Welcome everyone to today's episode on the Isaac Velez Show. I am your host, Isaac, and today we're going to be talking about Stoics, or the Stoics, as well as Stoicism for entrepreneurs, how you can master emotional resilience. Now, of course, the title is about entrepreneurship, but this doesn't just apply to entrepreneurship. It applies to life. It applies to whether you're a professional, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a student. Mastering emotional resilience is extremely important. We are human. We have emotions, we have problems, we have things that arise. But the thing about them is how they affect us. So I'm going to give you a quick story. I'm at the airport, and I recently was coming back from a trip in Cancun, Mexico. I'm at the airport, and I have an American Express Platinum card. And so this card grants me access to certain airport lounges across the U.S. and across the world. One of those networks is known as Priority Pass. So I have a Priority Pass membership that I get to use so I can go to these lounges. Cancun and the Delta, the airport terminal that I was in was Terminal 3, which had a Priority Pass lounge. I go there a bit early because usually with these lounges, you know, I can get something to drink, I can get some food, and I was also in Cancun with my partner. We were having a little trip for New Year's. In this moment, I go up, I show the guy my card, I talk, and he's like, "We're really busy. It's probably going to be an hour 45. Now, almost every time I go to airports, I usually go to lounges. I don't wait in normal areas, or I don't get to airports that early if I know I'm going to be waiting in just normal areas. And so in my head, I'm like, you know what? It's not a problem. I can wait. It's okay. Like, it's not a big deal. So that happens. Number one. Number two, the Wi-Fi connection was terrible and we weren't getting any signal. So no devices, right? We're not being able to access the internet, any of that. We're also very hungry. We haven't had much to eat. So we're hungry, we don't really have access to internet, and we're waiting for this lounge so we can get some food and drinks. We wait, and nothing comes of it. So at this point, I'm doing okay. My girlfriend's, you know, she's a little more frustrated than I am because she's a little more hungry than I am as well, right? And I'm not blaming her on this, right? You know, I get it. We're in an airport. So at this point, I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, all right, let's relax. Let's play this cool. We're going to be good. And so it's these kinds of moments that, again, you're kind of forced to think like, yeah, you could complain and you could be a victim and you can get frustrated. And there's nothing wrong with being frustrated. But it's the action that leads to that. It's the action that, or the action that comes from it, right? It's the feeling that leads into the actions. Because here's how things happen. We have thoughts, we have feelings, and then we have actions. So in my head, I'm thinking, all right, you know, we're both pretty hungry. We're both, you know, it's a loud airport. We don't have connection. Let's try to do something that, you know, ignores that fact for us. Let's try to do something that would change that. All right. So we read, you know, we talk, we have conversation, right? So my feelings were, let's make something out of the situation. I'm optimistic, right? Like, even if we don't get in, so what? So be it. And so my actions were, the reading and stuff like that. So it was what was coming from it. So the story and the moral of the story, right? The lessons that I learned here were
we're going to always have situations where things are going to go wrong. We're not going to get our way. There's always going to be problems. But it's not that that's not going to happen. It's the framing of those situations. And Stoicism is a philosophy that hinges very heavily on framing. What it means to frame something is the way you look at something. Prime example. Let's, you know, find whatever you don't like about your job or what you don't like doing in the business, right? Or on the business. Whether that's logistics or accounting or marketing, it depends what you like. A lot of people, including myself in the past, would have the mindset of, I have to do this. Like, I have to go to work. I have to, you know, file this for accounting. I have to do this. I have to do that. There's a lot of I have to's. What if we instead change I have to I get to? I get to go to work. I get to spend time with my family. I get to go do this. I get to go run errands. There's a little bit of a gratitude shift, but it changes a lot. And so Stoicism is heavily based on framing. It's based on the perspective in which you choose to view things. And that perspective is focus on what you can control, not on what you can't. One of the most popular, well-known Stoic is Epictetus. He was a slave. If anyone shouldn't have a victim mentality, right? He's more justified than most people to have a victim mentality, given that he was a slave, that he was treated pretty badly. I don't know if he had a broken, like a pretty damaged leg for most of his, or for his whole life, pretty much. He has a pretty good reason to be a victim, if there were one. He wasn't, because he understood that his mind was the one thing they could never take from him. His ability to think, he never take it away. So he lived a good life on his terms, right? That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of framing. Because any situation, right, we can have a good day, we can have a character building day, but all of it advances us to a better future. And so Stoicism for entrepreneurs, but Stoicism for everybody, and mastering emotional resilience is understanding and labeling our emotions. I feel angry. I feel frustrated. I feel lost. I feel overwhelmed. You have labeled your emotions, but after you label them, and then you address where they're coming from, right? Thoughts lead to emotions, lead to actions. Okay, so I've identified the emotion. What's the thought behind it? This strategic plan might not go the way we want it to go. This deal fell through. This marketing effort didn't go as well as we would have hoped. That's the thought behind it. Now that you know the thought, you can figure out a solution, and that's your action. The action is what's solving the problem that you had in the thought. And you skip the feelings. The feelings are great for identifying, and we're always going to have feelings because we're human. You don't become more heartless with the Stoicism philosophy. You just start to think with your heart less. You stop using emotions to dictate your actions, and you start using the thoughts and the actual problems and reason to dictate your solutions. And you can be someone that operates based on reason and does these things and also still very in tune with their emotions. I am not suggesting that you repress emotions, that you ignore emotions, that you run from emotions. If you have the strength for it, I suggest that you immerse yourself in emotions. I call this analogy, it's the river of emotions. Most people, they're scared of going on the bay because it's a strong current. Me, I like to go to the bridge over top and I like to jump into this current. I like to feel what's going on, the bad, the good, all of it. And once I feel like I've understood enough so I can take action, I swim to the shore and I carry on with my day. And the way this works for me is that now that I understand something, I can move forward with it. Because we tend to fear what we don't understand. And, you know, there's no way of solving that fear until we understand it and why. And when you understand the emotion, you understand why you have that emotion, you can now solve that emotion. Or you can solve the things that cause that emotion. You don't really solve emotions, right? Emotions are the body's response to the mind. And so that's really the frame of mind that I suggest that you guys start to implement, because for me, that's been one of the most powerful frame changes of how I view my own emotions. Because a lot of people that, you know, start with something like Stoicism, where they just start to try to control their emotions, they tend to push them down or neglect them or ignore them. And unfortunately, that causes a fear, and that causes us to not maximize who we are. Because I don't know about you, but I love to feel things. I love to feel the moment. And this is a nice little thing that I've learned too in speaking. when you're a person that learns more how to feel in the moment and enjoy the presence, as someone like Eckhart Tolle would talk about in The Power of Now, the way you speak is a little more visionary. It's a little more enlightening. And of course, you can artificially do this, and you can also practice this even if you are being authentic. But the tonality behind the words, because there's a difference, and I'll get a little closer to the mic so you guys can hear this. There is a difference between not having tonality and not stretching out your words and not having pauses. And then there's a difference between stretching out your words, adding pauses, but also changing the length of how you pronounce certain things and the tonality, right? The inflections and the deflections in your voice that really alter how you convey something. And unfortunately, a lot of us might be very smart people, but we don't always have the best ways of communicating our own ideas. And if your brain and your thinking is at a 10 out of 10, but your communication skills are a 3 out of 10, the people that hear your ideas are going to view your ideas as 3 out of 10 ideas because you can only convey them in a 3 out of 10 manner. And so working on communication is really, really key when it comes to mastering emotional resilience. Because when you have emotional conversations, especially when it's personal stuff, business is less, unless you're someone that thinks with emotion. Some people also have emotion in business when it comes to just being a little more emotional. But in personal lives, especially when you're trying to resolve conflict with a loved one or family, when you're able to have better communication skills, that's not just the ability to speak, but the ability to convey messages. Give you a prime example. I love reason. I love logic. I love to speak in those terms, and I don't like to, you know, I like to get to the point. I really do like to be direct. I like to be a little more blunt. That is my communication style. I also love stories. So that's part of the communication. But when it comes to conflict, I don't try to illustrate conflict with the story. I try to specifically outline what is going on, what the problem I am having, and some solutions that I would be willing to implement. Because I like to move quickly on problems. My partner is not the same as I, in many regards, but also this regard, right? We're all different people, but me and my partner are different people. My communication style with my partner, when it comes to bigger conflicts, needs to be more based on vulnerability and emotion. I feel that this is happening because of this, and it makes me feel this way, right? It's a lot of I feels, and it's not always about solution. Sometimes it's just conveying the problem, and it takes longer. It's a process, but it makes the relationship a whole lot better because I'm not trying to speak reason to someone that's not in that moment being emotional, not being reasonable. You're not really that reasonable when you're emotional. And that's not a bad thing, but that's the reality of it. And so knowing how to have that communicational mastery is part about knowing how to communicate emotionally, right? Having emotional intelligence, not just the IQ of emotional conversations. And so when it comes to the resilience, communicating is a big part of it because the longer it drags out and the more you antagonize someone else, the more that comes back on you and the more it's going to wane on your resilience. And so instead of, for example, like we say, instead of relying on willpower to carry out these things, rely on systems and effectiveness. And so when you have these kinds of skills under your belt of knowing how to communicate emotionally, knowing how to communicate in different situations, then you get to the context of, okay, now I know how to deal with this situation and I know how to effectively tackle it. Because as entrepreneurs, we should be focused on effectiveness, on being effective and intentional with the things that we do. And so I hope this was all helpful for you guys. I appreciate your time, and I will see you all on the next episode of the Isaac Velez Show. Veni, Vidi, Vici. I came, I saw, I conquered. That concludes today's episode of the Isaac Velez Show. If you gained any value from today, we'd be grateful if you share the episode and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you were looking to get more involved with us, visit our website, www.isaacantoniovelez.com, and follow us on Instagram for daily content. See you in the next episode.